Hey, Don, play charades with me for a minute. Guess what I'm doing?
You're holding something in your hands. You're moving your hand. Are you petting a cat? Okay, you're shaking your head no. Now, you're holding something up to your eye. You're pressing a button. You're pointing to my mouth and smiling. Does that mean I'm supposed to smile? Are you a photographer?
Yes.
Great, I win. What do I get?
I guess you get the first step to creating a sign language.
Is this how they start?
Researchers think so. And according to one study, it only takes 5 generations of learners for a pantomime to become a stable sign.
How'd they find that out?
Researchers taught an initial group of volunteers gestures for words in 4 categories: people, locations, objects, and actions. To start, a volunteer would act out a word such as photographer with a lot of inefficient, inconsistent gestures, like I just did. Then, that group was asked to demonstrate the gesture to another volunteer, who tried to guess its meaning by choosing from a set of answers. The next generation of volunteers were taught the gesture the previous volunteer had remembered and demonstrated. After a few generations, the signs became streamlined and more efficient, and even had a marker for category, like the signer pointing to themselves for a word in the person category.
I want to try now. Guess what this word is.
Okay, you're flapping your arms around, you're jogging in place, now you're drawing something with your hand, but I can't tell what it is. We need more practice at this.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.